talk about, you know, what Eli, we don't know when he's going to be back on the field. I mean, does that make it more difficult for you guys to kind of learn this with the new offense being installed? I mean, what, can you just talk about those challenges?
I don't think so. I think we're all individuals got to get prepared right now, since we're all new to the system. Getting understanding the whole offense. So I don't think him being injured won't really help me that much. It's not like we're pushing it to a fast pace right now. We're all trying to get understand the paces of the offense. So I think right now we'll be fine with that situation.
When you look back at your year last year, what did you think about it? What do you want to, you know, do differently this year, if anything?
I just want to make more plays, cut down on the mistakes, and continue to get better.
How different and challenging is it going to be for you, you know, as a pretty young veteran, to learn a whole new offense now?
I don't think it would be that difficult. With time, I think I'll pick up on it pretty fast, and the more reps that I get, the better understanding I get of the offense and be able to go out there and play a lot faster.
From what you can see, how different is it? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10?
It don't seem that different. Just the terminology basically is it. I think the concepts are kind of the same a little bit. So once we get the terminology down, I think we'll be able to go out there and pick up money pretty fast.
Do you look at any Packers film and try to find your role there, or do you think it's not?
Everybody's trying to just get the offense down. I don't think anybody's looking at a specific role right about now. I think we all got to play all three at the receiver spot. So just by getting the whole concept down.
Obviously, Akeem is not here anymore. Do you look at this as your role being much bigger? I mean, how do you sort of come into the season looking at this?
Well, the opportunity is definitely there. Just after me going out there, taking advantage of it, and proving myself.
What do you feel like you have to do? What do you feel like you need to prove?
Just gain the trust of the coaches, players around me, Eli. Like I said, continue to go out there and make plays and just get comfortable with the atmosphere around me.
Do you feel you're ready to be a starter?
Yes, I feel prepared for it. Like I said, I'm glad to be back with my teammates and getting this thing back started.
Eli went to Duke, brought some receivers with him. Now he obviously won't be able to play for a little bit. Did you think of going down there with him to try and get some work in there?
Yes, but something came up, and unfortunately I couldn't make it, so I talked to Eli about it, and now everything's understood.
Your original plan was to go down there?
Yes.
Ruben, are you changing anything? You mentioned you want to cut down on the mistakes, so what are you doing to do? Are you studying more film? Are you working out differently? What are you doing to cut down on the mistakes that you saw last year?
Just going back to the things from last year that I made the mistakes on and cut back on it. A lot of people miscommunication with Eli, so I got to make sure that we got an understanding of what's going on out there. And like I said, some of those interceptions were touchdowns this year.
How much of that miscommunication was the old system versus limiting those mistakes this year? I mean, can you look back at miscommunication in the old system and improve on it, or is it completely different communication now?
Well, it's kind of different, but at the same time, you still have to have that same communication there. The systems are a little bit different with the routes and things that are ran, so I think there'll be less opportunity for miscommunication in this offense than there were last year.
Do you think it's important that things kind of get simplified a little bit, that maybe in the past there were some things that became too complicated?
I wouldn't say too complicated, just the area for a mistake was higher in that offense. So I think simplifying it would be easier for all of us as receivers to go out there and make a lot more plays.
Have you ever played in a West Coast offense? And is that something you've done in the past? And what do you know about it?
No, I haven't played in it before.
Like, you're ready to take the next step, you know, like now you're really one of the better guys there, and they're looking for leadership and production from you.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Like I said, the opportunity is there. I just got to go out there and make things happen.
This time last year, when you looked around the room, everybody kind of looked at you because Victor wasn't here, Akeem wasn't here. I mean, so you've been in this role before, mm-hmm. where you know how important a spring can be and kind of that jump start.
Right.
I mean, do you see what you were able to do last year, and does that mirror what the challenge is right now?
Well, I just want to continue to progress. Don't want to take any steps backwards. Like I said, continue to get better. The opportunity is there, and if I don't take advantage of it, it's kind of blaming on myself. So my job is just preparing myself the best I can be to go out there and do the job I came here to do.